And we're talking about achnasas kala, which we said applies also to a chasen. A big part of the reason why the focus is the kala is twofold. Number one, for her, it's an investment of a lifetime. In those days, in the olden times, a man could marry a few times. He could marry a few women. And it's also up to the husband to marry. And if things don't work out the way he likes, he does have the option of ending the marriage and marrying another person. Whereas the kala does not have that option. And therefore, her nerves, her concerns, her worries, her heart is a lot more fragile. And therefore, she needs a lot more emotional support and encouragement. Secondly, the kala is usually the one that she and her family have to set up the home, and therefore there's a tremendous amount of physical needs that have to be taken care of, and therefore the main focus of support in a marriage is going to be hachnasas kala. But the exact same mitzvah would apply to a chasen who needs that encouragement, who needs that support, who needs the physical or financial assistance. All of that will apply as well. But they have to be misameach then. Clearly, there's an inyan of lesameach chasan vikala, both of them together. And it's brought down, even though certain mitzvahs we say, kavod habriyos, kavod hatorah, a person's own dignity comes first, like we learned about with Hashavas Aveda, that it's beneath someone's dignity, they don't have to return an Aveda. When it comes to Achnasas or Simchas Chasam Mekala, we say that Adarabba, when a person goes and he lets his honor and his dignity down to honor the Chasam, who's considered like a Melech, and he dances and he acts silly, he jokes around, that is considered all part of the respect and the honor that the chassan's getting. When the chassan feels so special that, look, his Rebbe, his Rashiva, his Rav is doing silly things and humbling himself before me, the chassan, again, it gives a tremendous sense of importance to the chassan, which further solidifies and fortifies the bond. As with any act of chesed, like we described, if you could do something better than somebody else, it's considered a mitzvah, she'ef shalasas alidei acherim. It's a mitzvah that no one else can perform as well as you, and therefore it is even docha, your own Talmud Torah. This is why you'll find rabbeim, Rosh Hashivas, tremendous masmidim, who normally will not disrupt their Torah for any money in the world or any other concern, but when it comes to l'sameach, chasim akala, they know that they have a meaningful connection to the chasim in a way that other people would not be able to replace that sense of joy that only they could provide. It's considered being Deicha Talmud Torah. They would have to close their Gemara, miss their Shir, whatever it is, in order to attend and be Mesameach the Chasam Mekala. Now, to get a little bit of a sense of the importance and the value of the mitzvah, we know that there was a wicked witch. Her name was Izebel, the wife of Achav. She was wicked from head to toe, the opposite of Nayak, who was a big tzaddik. And she wasn't Zaychet Kvura. She died a horrible death, and the animals were eating up her corpse almost instantly. But yet, her wrist and ankles remained and were Zaychet to Kvuras Yisrael. Why? Because she had one mitzvah that she used to do. She would go and dance and offer joy and happiness to a chasam akala, and that gave these little parts of her body merit to be able to be buried. While the ikar mitzvah was certainly binagia to getting ready for the chasana and supporting the shidduch and the zivug and make sure it works, and at the chasana itself, the mitzvah does extend beyond the chasana, and it's not just limited to the night of the wedding. Throughout Sheva Brachas, there's a mitzvah also to bring joy to the chasana kala, whether it's the Sheva Brachas or throughout those 7 days after the chasana as well, to give them special joy. This is the foothold, this is the foundation of their marriage. The mitzvah also is not limited to outsiders. There's a mitzvah on the chasen throughout the first year, v'simach es ishtoi, to bring joy, to bring simcha to his wife. Again, maybe by the goyim, they hold that there's something called a short honeymoon, which probably doesn't offer them much, but again, to their future marriage. But the Torah demands of a chasen to set up his marriage on a strong foundation of love, where for the whole first year, he has a mitzvah to bring joy to his wife. The Rambam also, when he speaks about this mitzvah, he says it includes all things that will make his wife happy, make his wife be very, very happy with her commitment to him as a husband. That could include gifts, it could be going out on trips, whatever it might be. The minhag of most people is they don't attend night seder, even if it's somebody in Kollel, night seder they'll spend at home. anything that's v'simach zishtoi, and therefore, together with that, he is absolved from all communal duties the first year of his marriage. Whether it's the army, whether it's other community services, a chazan has a mitzvah to attend to the needs and the simcha of his kala.